read in the 74 pages that we have as CC&Rs of the place that I bought is exactly what they told me I bought. There's nothing in here that says that we have nightly renters. Even the advertising that's out there for nightly renters, I was never shown that there was any advertising for Branson Creek. I invested my $200,000+, moved my wife in a two-car garage, and then all of a sudden, boy, we had a busy summer. And you guys heard me last time when I was here. I talked about the troubles we had, and I'm sorry I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm just going to face them face-to-face. I've been to the sheriff's office. I've called the sheriff for help at the pool. You guys weren't there when the beer bottle was thrown at my face at midnight. And no, I didn't get pictures of it. I was actually dodging it. The whole truth is that they were there and they were nightly renters. But this isn't all the issues. Anyway, thanks for your time and you guys, thanks for letting me speak.
You're welcome. Next. Did we have one more that was wanting to speak back there?
It's time for the next
one. The next one? Okay. I'm ready.
Just a reminder, and I know you know this, that this board does not enforce HOA, CC&Rs. But to address the issue he brought up, the issues raised were not attributed to this villa. The nightly rental person who threw a beer can in his face, I don't know about it, but there's no evidence here that it's attached to our villa, and I don't think that should be considered. The law is in favor of free and unfettered use of property for everybody, except for when something like covenant comes into play. A covenant will restrict your use. There's no restriction of nightly rental. That's arguable in the HOA, CC&Rs, but again, it's not something that is brought to this board that is enforced by other means. I appreciate your time. I would love to answer any of your questions.
Any questions for the applicant? Any questions amongst the members to discuss before making a motion? Anyone to a point of wanting to make a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the application.
We've got a motion to approve the application as presented. Second. We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? And the motion on the floor is to approve the application as presented. All those in favor of the application, raise your hand and say aye.
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 Opposed? 4-2. Next, we have 109 North Tuscany Drive.
Okay, Alan and Angela Cox are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit to allow nightly rental use in the existing villa located at 109 North Tuscany Drive, Hollister. Per the assessor's information, the three-bedroom villa was built in 2006 and is also located in the Villas of Fieldstone at Branson Creek. It is lot number 19, Unit B. The villa is held in condo-style ownership. Properties to the south and east and north are occupied villas. Property to the west is a large parcel owned by Ozark Golf and Hunt Club. This project received a total score of 11 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. Again, your staff recommendations for decision of record or your special use nightly rental for application number 55. The villa that we just had come through is here. The location of this one is here. We'll zoom in. It didn't come up here for some reason, but it's this villa. For some reason, I could not get it to highlight. And here's just a front view of the villa, a recent view. I'll go to it on pictometry and turn it over to the applicant.
Thank you.
Good evening.
I'm Alan Cox, and as you know, we've got an application in for the Division 3 permit. It's, I understand it's been a contentious issue, and I'm not, I don't want to repeat everything that the last applicant said, but I think pretty much everything that she said applies. We don't have a shared, there's a couple of differences. We don't have a shared driveway, and we don't own the next door, the unit next door, or the adjoining unit. So, but again, there's other, we bought the unit, the villa or the condo in good faith about 3 years ago. We've been up here multiple times over the last 3 years to try to obtain a permit. I believe we've met all the criteria, the conditions in the code. There have been other units that have been approved before we filed, before we were denied, and since we've been denied. Again, we believe our villa is compatible with others that have been approved here, with the residential use in the community. And like I said, I'm not going to try to repeat or rebut issues that have been brought up for or against, but we believe we've met the criteria and would ask for your approval.
Thank you. Do we have anyone registered to speak on for the application? Anyone opposed that signed up that wants to speak? Okay. Sir, why don't you have a seat, and we'll let them speak, and you'll come back up. Good evening.
Good evening. Thomas Gehr. I reside at 111 North Tuscany. I'm adjacent to the particular condo that is asking for a permit. I've done quite a bit of research on this subject matter, as someone mentioned before. It's been a rather lengthy, very involved process for these folks. But I do have a couple questions. The last that I was able to read, at my knowledge, this particular permit prior to what we're talking about tonight was in an appeal process, and I've not seen anything that indicated where that went. And I was kind of surprised to see we're talking about a permit again tonight. So I would like to ask if the commission has any knowledge on what happened to that.
Scott, do you have any?
This actual applicant
was denied, and it was being appealed, and now he's asking why it's before
the planning denied it, and then it went to the Board of Adjustment, and that was not quite 2 years ago.
Right.
And they've reapplied. There's been some changes. Of course, you're the new owner of the adjacent, and I think that was part of the reason of the denial. So I allowed them to reapply. You can't just, I mean, it wouldn't be denied forever. Circumstances have changed.
So to appeal, and it's in the appeal process.
No, it's no, there's nothing in the works except this application.
Okay.
It went through the Board of Adjustment.
Okay.
I mean, there was one in court in appeal, but this one has gone almost 2 years ago. Full gamut of planning and Board of Adjustment, and then it was done.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know the appeal that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Appeal to which board?
This commission.
No, it'd be a different board.
Well, the adjustment board or whatever.
And it went through that process and was denied.
A couple of years ago, right?
Correct. A couple of years ago.
And then basically you're the new owner adjacent.
Yes.
The new owner previously was a part of the discussion of why it was denied. So based on the changes of new ownership and actually the HOA is now managed by the owners, that wouldn't have any part of this, but just there were changes made that Scott allowed the application to come before. But the previous one went through appeal and was denied.
Okay. So Go ahead.
Was that the one where we had the medical issue next door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was quite a lengthy.
And they don't live there anymore.
Correct. You're talking to the gentleman that lives there.
Right.
So when I bought the condominium, I bought it with the presumption and understanding that there wasn't going to be a nightly rental there. And then I got in the website, did a lot of research, and then found all the activity that had gone on and talked to some other folks. And so this was kind of a surprise to me that this has come up again. I bought that unit in 111 because there wasn't going to be one. Otherwise, I probably would have reconsidered. My concern is the issues that were there before, aside from the medical and whatever else went on, are still there. They haven't changed. Those haven't changed. But I'm very concerned about what the number of nightly rentals are going to be doing to us. To me personally, in my investment in this villa, in terms of increase in property values, I know there are other issues across the board in the community about issues with insurance coverage, liability. I've even heard people discuss issues now where loans are not going to be granted because we have too many or we're getting too many. So that's a big concern to me. When you have an X number of villas in the community and, you know, 20% or plus percent are going to become nightly rentals, that really concerns me. I'm not trying to begrudge anybody having a nightly rental, but I just think that we have so many in the community right now, and I think we have too many. I think things are changing. You hear a lot of talk about 2006 when these things were built. Well, that things were different then, and they're evolving now. You know, we're now on our own. And somebody brought it up. We're on our own HOA. We're financially responsible for everything that goes on and liable for things that go on within the community, and I think it's pertinent that we take a good look at this and be prudent in how many nightly rentals that we grant. I'm also, I have a question about fire suppression, because I think your code changed. This has never been a nightly rental before, and I wanted to ask, is a fire suppression system require now that, should you approve this nightly rental, does it require a fire suppression system?
Scott, it's part of the nightly rental that it would have to have Western Taney County approval.
That decision's 100% made by whichever fire district these nightly rentals come under, whether it's Central or Western. So they totally make the decision. Ours just states they have to be in compliance with that fire district.
So that would be
so
a
whatever the
for
fire
Western
district. Yeah, you need to ask them. Whatever the fire district requires, we have to have that done and approval from them.
So that's a question for who?
Western Taney County Fire. Sorry.
What's his name? The
Jim Single.
Jim Single would be the...
And
I'm sorry, that was Jim?
Jim Single.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't want to beleaguer this. I think I've said my piece. I'm opposed to it, and that's my position.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
I'm Stephen Harrington. I live at 111 North Tuscany. I live in the unit right next door to them. I'm attached to it. Now, I wrote down just a few notes. I'm going to respect your time and keep this short since we've been here for a while. First, I'd like to thank you guys for the opportunity to address the board. I'd like to also mention I hold no ill will toward the owners. This is the first time I've met them. I've been there for 14 months. I've taken care of their driveway, their sidewalk, their porch, blown it off, cleaned it, raked it. It's the first time I've seen them, so it's nice to meet you. I'm only here to ensure the peaceful atmosphere of the neighborhood. Now, I used to be a licensed realtor. I'm familiar with lending restrictions when a neighborhood or subdivision has a large percentage of rentals versus owner-occupied homes. And a higher percentage of rentals in a single-family subdivision directly reflects negatively on the surrounding property values.